The hunt for Osama bin Laden began a long time ago.
Osama bin Laden is just one person. He is representative of networks of people who absolutely have made their cause to defeat the freedoms that we take that we understand, and we will not allow him to do so. There's an old poster out west, as I recall, that said, "Wanted, dead or alive."
A former president gets his wish, and a current president has some explaining to do.
How exactly was bin Laden wanted, and did the hard end for the world's most sought-after fugitive justify the years of means it took to get him? Torturous logic in the war on terror. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Where did the information come from that was crucial in getting Osama bin Laden? It's Wednesday, May 4th.
And sifting through all those torturous details in some cases is right at the top of the headlines. The White House has revised its story on how Osama bin Laden was killed. The official version is that members of a Navy SEAL team fought a fierce battle with al-Qaeda operatives on the first floor of the compound, then found bin Laden hiding upstairs. White House spokesman Jay Carney describes what happened next.
Bin Laden's wife rushed the U.S. assaulter and was shot in the leg but not killed. Bin Laden was then shot and killed. He was not armed.
Initial reports had bin Laden participating in a firefight and using a woman as a human shield. CIA Director Leon Panetta was asked on PBS NewsHour if bin Laden had any final words.
I don't think he had a lot of time to say anything. It was a firefight going up that compound. And by the time they got to the third floor and found bin Laden, I think this was all split-second action on the part of the SEALs.
The Navy SEAL team that carried out the raid is now back in the U.S. for debriefing.
Former President George W. Bush has declined President Obama's invitation to attend a ceremony at Ground Zero tomorrow. A spokesman says Bush wants to stay out of the spotlight. More than 56 million people watched President Obama's speech announcing bin Laden's death Sunday night. It was Obama's largest audience since election night in 2008. The president has also gotten a bump in the polls. A new Washington Post ABC poll, not surprisingly, puts his approval rating at 56%, a 9-point jump since Sunday. Other stories we're following. Rival Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas are expected to sign a unity deal in Cairo today, ending a 4-year rift between the groups and paving the way for a joint government ahead of national elections next year. Hamas does not recognize Israel and has a long history of attacks against Israeli targets. Israel calls today's agreement a blow to the peace process. We'll talk more about this story in 15 minutes.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is considering blowing up other levees to relieve flooding along the Mississippi River. The demolition of one levee has eased the threat to the town of Cairo, Illinois, but downstream, the Mississippi is expected to rise to its highest level since the 1920s. And the federal government is suing Deutsche Bank for mortgage fraud. The suit claims the bank lied about the quality of loans in order to pad its pockets. The government wants Deutsche Bank to pay back more than $1 billion.
Officials in Portugal say they have agreed to a $115 billion bailout from the European Union. Asian and European markets are mixed this morning. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,807. The S&P opens at 1,356. The Nasdaq at 2,841. Lots of our listeners are weighing in on the bin Laden story, but for much of this hour, who should get most of the credit?
This is Barb from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and all I got to say is 8 years ago, Bush said mission accomplished, and it's Obama who finished the job.
It's an interesting question, though. Did the groundwork laid by the Bush administration make it possible for the Obama administration to finish the job, including those torture memos? That conversation throughout the morning. We're also going to be asking questions about the intelligence process itself. How do you distinguish between false leads and real solid leads? And is it possible that torture actually extended the amount of time it took to actually bring bin Laden to justice? We want to hear what you think. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.